go to sleep and then get up in the middle of the night before the midnight. Maybe
No,
I
that's what
misunderstood.
those that
Okay.
get up by midnight, those that get up by midnight are supposed to do that. Really, you're supposed to really get up at the end of the day, get up early.
Get up early before a loss.
Yes.
Or
Yeah.
by a loss. Okay. Yeah,
That's
sure.
the right
Thank
way
you.
to do it. Yeah. I forgot. Somebody says that the sacrifice of sleep is supposed to be a shtickle like tshuva.
I think you
Like
said
it
that
start like
himself.
you
He talked
sacrifice
to
and
that.
sleep, so that's a thing. What?
I'm saying people sacrifice sleep either way. If they stay
Oh, that's
late
true.
and
That's
go to
true.
sleep later.
Yeah, that's true. But when you get up earlier, so then it's as you started your day like that, right?
Right.
Okay, Yud Beis. Harbi knowing in Lasanas Maseres Yemei Tshuva. Many are knowing to fast on Maseres Yemei Tshuva. Lefisha Chserim Dalad Yom She'ena Mesanim. Now, since there's 4 days that you're not allowed to fast, the Haino Beis Yom Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippurim. Al Kein Mesanah Tvuros and Dal Yom Ve'aslicha Shekardim Rosh Hashanah. So there were they fast 4 days before Rosh
Isn't the
Hashanah.
eating on Erev Yom Kippur like fasting?
Yes, but Lamaisa, it's not fasting. They want to get in 10 days of fast. Lamaisa, it's not fasting. What? Erev Yom Kippur. It's like fa like if you fast it on you, if you fast on Erev Yom, if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's like you fast it on Yom Kippur. Yeah. The first day of Slichas, 2 days in between, and most of the time they choose Monday and a Thursday, which are the days that are more matzah, not matzah, but that's the days to do tshuva. Those are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So you're able to eat and fast another fast 1 day
Can't
before.
hear. We can't
You
hear.
don't
We can't hear. We missed the last, like, sorry, the last aloha. It's
Broke.
freezing.
You broke up, and we missed the last halacha.
Which the whole Yud Gimel? The whole Yud Beis, I mean?
Let's start again.
You hear me now? Again, Harbi knowing in Lasanas Maseres Yemei Tshuva. Man, well, we did half of that already. That for sure you heard, no?
Yes, we heard the first half of it.
Hello?
We heard the first half.
Okay, so I'm starting from halfway through. If it happens in Mesudas Mitzvah, meaning you're able to eat and by the Sudas Mitzvah, you'll fast a different day. Or if you know that you will have a Sudas Mitzvah, then Chachamina B'Rosha, meaning you're gonna not be able to fast the next day, so you fast the day before. The minhag is to go on Erev Rosh Hashanah after Shacharis to build down on the kibbutz tzaddikim and marvim tachnunim. This is important, this terminology. And you daven there to be ma'orer the tzaddikim hakadoshim, asher ba'adim who are ground. You're sort of recruiting tzaddikim to go up to the Kisei HaKavod and daven for us. We got
Is it the way we hold? Is it the way?
Kadosh.
Is it like more like
That's the way old.
Hasidim? That's the way we hold?
No, I mean, this is Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. Mishnah Berurah says the same thing.
I'm
Yeah.
saying on a regular day when somebody goes to a cemetery, we ask for our relatives, whatever,
Yes,
to
we're doing the same
Hasidim.
thing.
We're doing the same thing?
Yeah, that's what we're going to
Or are
cemetery
we
for.
really
Yeah,
davening more
as
like
far as
we
I
are
know.
pushed directly to Hashem? I thought this is like Machlokas.
No, there's an opinion that says that you're davening directly to Hashem, but there are other opinions that say you're asking them to intervene on our behalf. And also because it's also the place where the tzaddikim are buried, I'm up. Kaddish v'tar, That makom is kadosh v'tar v'tfila mekubela shom b'yoyse, and the kubelas are more accepted there b'yoyse amas kodesh. When you're on holy land, v'yasa kadosh baruch hu chesed b'sfusa tzadikim, and kadosh baruch hu will do a chesed in the sfusa tzadikim. Al yosim megamase neged amesim hashoyim shom. But you should not put, you should not, this is the part that you're saying, you should not put your tefillah to the mason that are laying there. Ki karav ador shiyeh bechlal dor shel mason. Then that's isur daraisa of talking to mason. That you can't do. You're not talking to mace. You're asking the mace to intervene on your behalf.
But how is it not talking to him?
Because you're not talking to him. So next one, ach yivakesh mehashem yizbara shiyirachim Allah besfusa tzadikim mechmeor. You're asking from Hashem that he should have rachmu you, so tzaddikim that are living in the dirt, that they're in the ground. So you're not really talking to Hashem. You're saying that the tzaddikim, the schus of the tzaddikim, should go up to Hashem, and that schus should go. Hashem should take that schus into account. If you don't see the kfar for 30 days, I'm not so sure many people have this. You just say this. The sort of the nifter will stand to me. When you put your hand on the kever, you should put your left hand down. Below you mean and not the right. As the pasuk v'nochacha Hashem. I never heard of anybody doing this. Tishka b'shalom, v'sisham b'shalom. You should lay in peace and sleep in peace. Arboy menachem nashmi shalom. K'shemesim yodi yicham and pasuk benochah sheyesh by tesvav teves k'minin tishrei yad. Fine. Ein leilach al kever echad beis from v'yoyim.
This is sorry. This blessing can be said always or only b'dafka like during.
No, always. Anytime you go to cemetery. No, anytime you go to cemetery.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Ein leilach al kever echad beis pa'amet b'yoyim echad. You cannot go to one kever twice in one day. Which is it's an interesting thing here. Because they say b'shem Ramosha that what does it mean to go to a kever twice in one day? Meaning if you left the cemetery. As long as you're in, Ramosha says, as long as you're in the cemetery. Again, this is not in the tshuvas. I heard this b'shmoy. As long as you're in the cemetery, that's enough. That's not called visiting twice. Yeah? Hakorah k'sav sh'al gabi ha-matseva. If somebody reads the k'sav that's on a matseva, im hi b'k'sav b'ilet k'shal l'shikr. If it's sticking out, you might forget you learn. School m'ra'ra. And it's a skula. If you did it, then you say... you say Abba Rabba until Yachet Rabbi Abba. That's why nowadays there's no writing that sticks out. The writing is all indented. Like this is not kosher l'chikha. It's not going to make you forget. I don't know what all that means. Yudal Ber Rosh Hashanah Nogu Kulam L'Sanis An Acher Mincha. Everybody's noyik to fast until after Mincha. Shaz time and Eze Dover Shalei Lichnis L'Yom Tov Kishuma Una. I mean, even though you're fasting, make sure you taste a little bit so you don't go to Yom Tov when you're feeling weak. I mean, culture came by Vera Shabin Odom. I'm sorry. Cholayim Yasi B'Torah Mitzvahs and Tshuva. If to be Isaac in Torah Mitzvahs and Tshuva, culture came by Vera Shabin Odom Chavera. Vloyam Tenat Erev Yom Kippurim and don't wait till your Erev Yom Kippur. Ali Yachtan Asatim Ayom Levakash Mechavera Mechila. You should always ask Mechila from your friend, meaning before. Do that before Rosh Hashanah. Tezva Mechabsin Mustaber Mir Rosh Hashanah Lechvayd Yom Tov. If you take haircuts and you do laundry. But make sure you take a haircut before chatzos, which I don't think we're makpid on. You could take haircuts after. But toivlim v'loy should be the Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah, and you go to the mikvah.
Why are we not makpid on that? Take it before chatzos.
To do it before chatzos.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
It's a short day. I don't know.
It's a big crowd coming to the barber. Yeah. They can't do everybody.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know many people. Yeah. I don't think everybody gets haircuts anyways. I think leading up to it, you get... Yeah, v'tayvlim, and then you go to the mikveh where the Mishavura says he shouldn't go earlier than an hour before Chatzos. V'loy shabik de Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. You wear Shabbos calling a Rosh Hashanah. To show that we have confidence that Hashem is going to judge us properly. But Mr. Buru brings you shouldn't wear your fanciest clothing. Because Yom Tov clothing is really fancier than Shabbos clothing. So he's saying you should wear Shabbos clothing or Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Tov clothing. The meaning is to do ataras nedarim. Varemes lo yachel devarim kechol sefer tevis elul. Right, lo yachel devarim kechol. The end of the words is elul. Umisha ain maven mashu oimer b'loshan hakodesh. If you don't know what you're saying, and loshan hakodesh, yomer b'loshan ashkenaz mashu maven. Then say it in English. Oh, he was saying loshan ashkenaz. Say it in a language they understand. Yeah. Okay. Sorry for the delay. Everybody should have a fun.
Thank you.
Our rabbi is always a segula by the cemetery.
But I don't see Naftali here. I don't see Naftali on the chat.
I don't know. It just knocked me off. What were you saying?
Our rabbi is always.